Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Jefferson County Commission Court meeting for Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. We will begin the meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel like right.
If you don't mind, just bow your head. Lord, we come before you one more time, ask that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member of this commissioner's court, but not just us, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you keep the family members of workers strong and moving forward, and hope and pray that we can finally come through this strike, or walkout, or lockout in some form or fashion where people can go back to work. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the loved ones that are away fighting for our democracy. Just we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me to pledge of our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve the adoption of proclamation recognizing pioneering women. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
I think it's been moved by Commissioner Bush and Alford, and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. If I could have the representative of pioneering women come up, please. I'm going to read this. Whereas Pioneering Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. Whereas the year 2021 is reformers, let's ruffle some feathers, the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. Whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedules, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. Whereas the reformers, let's ruffle some feathers honoree luncheon will celebrate 7 extraordinary women for their dedication and contribution to their professions in our community. Sade Chick, Stephanie Davis, Debbie Bando, Gabriella Poperosi, Belinda George, Susan Gonzalez, and Kim Phelan. And whereas Pioneering Women financially supports many nonprofit organizations in the community, as well as provides students with higher learning textbooks, second chances for students seeking high school equivalency with GED tests, and supporting women in crisis. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in honor and recognition of the 2021 honorees, we do hereby declare the year 2021 as a reformer, let's ruffle some feathers. And this day by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Thank you so much. That's so beautiful the way it's written. And we truly appreciate you every year when we honor women in the community that are doing great things and being great role models. You all always present us with a beautiful proclamation, and we appreciate it. Here today, we have 2 of the honorees. We have Sade Chick and Gabriella Poperosi. And these are 2 of the 7 women that on August 5th at the Holiday Inn at 11:30 a.m. we will present to the community and give you all the information on their background as to what great things they are doing in our community. And we'd like to invite all of you to attend. We will have the centerpiece drawing where all the money, 100% of it, goes to our college assistance program to help fund books for anyone in higher education. So I invite you to attend this Thursday. We also have a media party at 5 p.m. at the Art Museum. You're welcome to come to that free event and socialize with us and have a little bit to eat and a little bit to drink. So thank you again. We love all of you for always being supportive, and we hope to see you at the luncheon.
Thank you so much. Woo-hoo. Congratulations to both of you and to your other honorees that weren't able to make it today. Thank you so much for y'all's philanthropic endeavor here in our community. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Also out of order, item D is to conduct a public hearing regarding approval of amendment to the property tax abatement for Coastal Caverns 1 LP pursuant to Texas Property Tax Code Chapter 312.401 at 6. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now open this public hearing, and anyone who wishes to speak, please approach the lectern. If you are on the appearing remotely, you may need to press star 6 to unmute your line. This public hearing is open. Hearing no comments, we'll close this public hearing. And we'll move on to item G, to conduct a public hearing regarding approval of individual tax abatements for Project Green for Arbor Renewable Gas LLC, phases 1, 2, 3, and 4, pursuant to Tax Code Section 312.401. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce. Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So this public hearing relating to Project Green for Arbor Renewable Gas LLC is open. Again, if you're present in the courtroom, you'll approach the lectern. If you are appearing remotely, you press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comments, this public hearing is closed. We'll move on to items E, F, and H. E, to consider possible approval amendment to the property tax abatement for Coastal Caverns LLP 1 regarding phases 1 and 2 of that project, Texas Property Code Section, Property Tax Code Section 312.401 et sec. Item F is to consider a possible approval amendment to property tax abatement for Coastal Caverns 1 LP regarding phases 3, 4, and 5 of that project, pursuant to 312.401 of the property tax code. Item H, consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute individual property tax abatement agreements with Arbor Renewable Gas LLC for Project Green regarding phases 1, 2, 3, and 4 of that project pursuant to property tax code 312.401 at 6. Do I have a motion on that?
Got a motion.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce.
Yes, sir.
Any discussion?
No discussion. Fred, you might want to give an update on why we are amending those two for Coastal Cabin.
To the public and notice.
Yes, sir. On 1 and 2, there was a question from the appraisal district about phase 2, which construction had started.
Correct.
And so this amendment for that was to clear that up. For 3, 4, and 5, because of COVID, a series of disasters we've had locally, there were delays in their construction. And this is merely to extend the start date on those.
Thank you.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that. I understand this is a little unique too, because immediately upon those caverns being completed, the products that's in those caverns, you'll begin to elect and collect taxes on. So you're not abating the property tax on that property, which probably is going to be substantially more than the abatement itself, just because of the product values. Just wanted to point
this
that
is
out.
This is a much more valuable product than normally stored in the cavern.
Correct. Much more valuable.
I just wanted to make sure that understood.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll move back to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider an approved amendment number 2 to contract for a request for proposals for lease of property required as a result of buyouts, transfer, lease of property. Item 98, property ID 75, from Bruce and Jacqueline Bundick to Justin Myers. Item B is consider an approved amendment number 3 to contract for lease of property as a result of buyout transfer lease of property to item 86, property ID 41, from Meredith Hatcher to Taylor Barkley. Item C is to consider and approve a lease extension for the lease of property that is required to buy out for 5 additional years from July 26, 2021 through July 25, 2026, as shown on Attachment A. Item D is to consider and approve execute receiving file amendment number 3 to contract for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County, which will increase pricing as shown on Attachment B due to industry manufacturing changes due to the pandemic. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the county treasurer to enter into contract negotiations for Jefferson County Bank Depository Contract, Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Fund Depository. Item F is consider and approve removal from the sheriff's inventory of the 2017 Ford Explorer. Vehicle identification number 1FM5KAAR0HGB34047 due to a vehicle accident and sold to Geico County Mutual Insurance Company. Do I have a motion on the item under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have one item. Regular county bills, check numbers 484541 through 484768. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve execute receiving file of joint election agreement election services contract between Jefferson County and Fort Nate Society for the election to be held on November 2nd, 2021. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, to have it under County Commissioners. On items not covered, item B is consider possibly authorized county judge to execute receiving file a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Linda Patterson for services as an independent consultant for the county judge's office. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorized county judge to execute receiving file an order establishing criteria for redistricting of political boundaries for Jefferson County pursuant to the applicable provisions of the U.S. and Texas Constitution, the Voting Rights Act, and the Texas Elections Code. And item I is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute receiving file project completion report for Texas CDBG contract number 721623 relating to sewer improvements. Do I have a motion on items B, C, and I?
Have a motion.
Motion moved by Commissioner Hall.
Sir.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
On C, we are just going to follow the procedures that have been handed down through the law firm that we deal with.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Exactly as they printed them. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for June 2021, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Okay. Motion on that?
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? Mr. Treasurer, I see that as we moved into non-interest bearing, I see we don't have a weighted average yield calculation on this month's report.
No, Judge, our everyday rate that we're getting is to the point to where going out 3 years to chase a few basis points, I don't think that would be a prudent move at this time, considering the pandemic and everything we have looking at us. You know, the beauty is, you know, I served on the school board where we didn't have any money, and I know what difficult situations it can be whenever you don't have it. So right now, there's just nowhere to go get yield unless you want to go farther out, which ties up our liquidity. And to, you know, right now, I believe that's more important than a few basis points.
Okay. So you are... Are we able to say right now who the treasurer is entering into negotiations?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, then will this allow you to negotiate this?
Okay.
And we'll look forward to receiving a report back. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have one. one item to receive and file for revisions to Jefferson County Subdivision Development Regulations, Section 11, private subdivisions that were passed last week. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. We come to the part of our program that's public comment. So if you're present in the courtroom and would like to make public comment, please approach the lectern. If you are online, press star 6 to unmute your line so that you can make comments or remotely. So the floor is open. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Any member of the court have anything which is to bring to the attention of the public without taking action? I'm just going to say one thing. During the last several weeks, from May 9th, we've seen our hospitalizations COVID infections doubled across the United States. The death rate has also doubled. That has not been the case in Texas. We're still right around the same death rates as back then, so we've been much more fortunate than other states. And I don't know what the reason is for that, whether our hospitals are better at treating it or whether our people are more resilient, but I think that the increased incidence gives us the opportunity to exercise caution, not any governmental interference in your daily lives, but simply a request that people exercise caution as we are experiencing these new numbers. Texas is still slightly about 5 percentage points behind other states in under 65 vaccinations. We are at about 75% for our over 65, so we're doing really well in that. Every day I get a report from the health departments, and Dr. Joshi, the epidemiologist, and we have seen an increase in numbers in the last couple of weeks that are about double what we were seeing 4 weeks ago. And it's mostly among the younger population from age 2 to 40. For the first week and a half, I think it was overwhelmingly among the black population. And that has seemed to spread out among the black, white, and Hispanics over the last 2 weeks in fairly even numbers. The Asian population still manages to be fairly immune for some reason from widespread infections. But I'm just bringing these numbers up to point out the need for us to maintain good hygiene and be careful about big crowds and so forth. So. Anything else, commissioners?
Here. Yes, sir. You probably need to get that. All departments report to you when we have a case in-house in the county. Do all departments report to you when we have a case in the county staff?
No, not necessarily.
They need to report that to, they need to be going to HR.
We get notification if and when they turn positive and need to be out under,
right,
under one of our leave policies. That's the only way we get notified. I mean, there's no direct mandate.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a positive, then that's the only thing we want to know. Right?
Yeah, if they have to be out, then ultimately we'll get notification. Normally, that might be as much as a 2-week lag, though. Just a
2-week lag.
Because it's a payroll issue.
you wouldn't get it, the department wouldn't call it. Like, for example, like we did.
Mm-hmm.
When we had the hit, we contact you guys right off. And don't, the other departments don't do that?
No. Not necessarily. Some do, some don't. We don't have a mandate for that.
Okay. If you would just send out an email and request the department heads and elected officials voluntarily report positive cases without identifying the individuals that come to their knowledge, we'd appreciate it.
Sure. Be happy to.
Anything further? Not, and we thank you so much for attending today, and we are adjourned.